Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tyranno Classic Comedy. My name is Tyrant. I'm here with the boys, Avery and Damien. Same last name, cozy. They just got married. First interracial couple to bless this podcast. We look down on it. They hate their union. You know, they're very upset that they ended up getting gay married, and not for the gay part, the interracial part. They're good with gays, but not blacks. Well, his family is not good with blacks and his with the white. You know how it is. You know how these things are. And then there's that whole Israel-Palestine thing. Silly. It's all silly, isn't it? But yeah, I'm here with the boys. You guys want to, Avery, go ahead and introduce yourself. Avery Cozy.
What's up, man?
He's the black one, if you're wondering.
AKA the Black Stallion. That's my intro. Yeah, man. Thanks for having me back on, man. I missed this, man. I needed this. I had a rough week. So hopefully this is.
Hopefully this is easier than me staring at a camera by myself with absolutely no one laughing at my jokes and still doing a long, hard pause at a punchline.
With no one saying, "Hey, this is a comedy podcast." I know you missed that.
And then we are also with Damien, the rapist Maya. No, Damien the Rapian. Wait, what was it? Was it Damien the Downs? There we go.
There we
Damien the
go.
Downs,
Downs, yes.
Thomas, and Avery Slavery. Go ahead.
Nice man
Yes,
to
Damien the Downs, one of the monikers, also known as the Jada Pinkett Smith of comedy, also known as the Jack Nicholson on meth, Damien Thomas. Let's roll. Tide.
Good job, good job.
Good job.
There was an applause. We don't have headphones on today, so hopefully the sound, hopefully this is recording sound at all.
Yeah,
Honestly.
honestly.
Didn't even sound check today.
We're just free balling it.
Who needs it? But we got some wild shit going on here. So
let's see what we got.
We're trying to find a cure for AIDS, basically, is what we're trying to. I'm kidding. No, not that. Okay. Here we go. This one. Go ahead and read that.
Florida woman who posed as 14-year-old, I mean 14-year-old to molest middle schooler faces additional child sex charges.
Okay, so let me break this down real quick. I've already gone through this article front to back, side to side. I tried to see if the teacher even had an OnlyFans. She does not, because I am that thorough of a reporter. An investigative journalist that I am absolutely going to. It's locked on me, God damn it. Okay. It's absolutely going to. Forgot what I was saying.
You did the research about this
About
young
this.
white woman.
Yes. She does not have an OnlyFans, unfortunately. She is
Unfortunately.
very, very hot. Well, I guess it would be un it is fortunate she doesn't have one because it would probably be her and a 14-year-old.
Yeah,
true.
So there is that. But she's very hot, which is nice. Everyone likes a hot female pedophile.
Yeah.
No one wants to find out it was some bull dyke who looked like my fucking gym teacher from sixth grade.
The nasty bitch from Matilda.
You know? Trying, come on, I know you can jog. Why don't you just jog? You might lose some weight. Bitch, I smoked weed before this.
So basically, to get away with this,
You gotta be.
all you have to be is hot.
Yeah, with anything in life. What do you
Oh,
mean?
that's so funny.
The difference between sexual harassment and kind-hearted flirting is literally my face and Damien's face.
Right. It's the devil or the angel.
It's,
It's that type
if
of
I walk up to a woman and say, "Wow, that dress looks great on you." It's a nice, kind-hearted thing to say. If he walks up, says the same thing, she should probably call the police. She should. I she's going to assume that, but she also should.
Ma'am, that's a wonderful dress you have on. Do you mind if I look under it with my cell phone?
I just saw your dress while you was walking down them stairs, and I love your panties.
Ma'am, I like your dress. There is butterflies on it.
This is beautiful. What is it, velvet?
Why is there no Velcro on it?
Okay.
There we go.
We did it again. All right.
There we go.
For those of you just listening, the camera is fucked up as always. When there's more. That's the one thing that's much less frustrating when I'm recording by myself. It locks onto me, not a problem. Not a problem. I don't have to worry about anyone else in the room talking. I'm kidding.
Over those claps.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I'm kidding.
Obviously.
Need people to laugh at jokes, or otherwise I just sound gay. But
that's why I'm on here.
Yeah, here she is.
I mean, she's definitely a 4 to 7.5.
Electronic device. Oh,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Right. She posed as a 15. I'm just so disgusted. I might have to go to your bathroom.
She's doing this inside of a Dave and Buster's, which I love.
And then now, then and now, now she's, and she, that's the, so we call those, so that what she's wearing right there is she's wearing this green Velcro smock, and there's no clothes on under that. We call that a turtle suit. And those are for people that are mentally unwell. Cause she's obviously,
yeah, makes sense.
She looks like my ex-girlfriend.
So this chick was posing as a 14-year-old trying to fuck 14-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
Then got in trouble, got out on bail.
Fresh.
Then started fucking other 15 years. Just kept doing it. She just kept doing it.
No.
This chick just loves underage pussy.
Underage cock.
I think it was pussy.
Really?
It was a girl?
Whoa.
I might be wrong. I could be wrong. No, actually, I might be a boy. I don't, you know what's, like I said, I did a 20-minute podcast on this last week, didn't post it. You want to know why?
What?
Couldn't remember a fucking thing I said.
that is kind of crazy. You never really get, like, a teacher that's fucking the girls unless...
Oh, you're right. It was boys. Yeah, it was boys. It was boys. Yeah. But no, that's what I was so upset about with the whole thing. It's like, she got snitched on by the boys.
Oh man, she well he
literally the boys.
Then.
That's fucking crazy. You're not, if you're fucking a bunch of 15-year-olds, you're not getting any chlamydia. Like they're all clean. You're just taking virginities. You're just fucking counting coup at that point.
This is
Hang on, wait. This is a comedy podcast.
Like if you were in a like this is like the equivalent of an Apache warrior, just with having like taking pussy instead of scalps. You know what I mean? Like that's this bitch is counting coup. And but
she's counting cock.
But I just think it's fucking insane that because if you were a 14-year-old boy and this 23-year-old
perfect
queen,
yes, this angel,
this sweet angel, let's get up to her. Yeah,
that yeah,
this sweet angel.
I'm already on Pornhub trying to find her as a 14-year-old boy.
Look,
I get her as a teacher. Oh yeah,
I love. There's a community note on this. This is Sagittary rape, not sex. Now, no. All right, I'm going to have to argue against Twitter here, okay?
Uh-oh.
It is sex, because men can consent underage. All right, just ask my uncle.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, where's the clap button? Where's the clap button?
I should have done that. Just ask my uncle. If this was like a man, that would be disgusting and not even Sagittary rape. It's straight pedophilia and rape, bestiality. If he was black, it was bestiality.
It'd be yeastiality.
I'm just pushing the sound. Ding, 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 ding.
Does this...
But hang on. It's not... Sorry. Not because he's black. Because he's uncircumcised.
Put your mind out the racist gutter.
Yes.
In my America, we don't allow couples that are uncircumcised. Women got to get that clit circumcised. Men got... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What were we talking? So if this bitch came on to you, I would be like, yeah, she's 14. I'd bring her home to mom. Mom, yeah, this is my 15-year-old girlfriend. No, she goes to a different. She's homeschooled. She said she was homeschooled. That was her cover story. She said she was homeschooled, just trying to find friends.
That's smooth, dude. Man, that is a good call.
That's my thing. She even met the families of these victims. And what did the parents think?
They're like,
I mean, the dad must have thought, hey, look at my boy, you know.
The dad was definitely like, are you sure she's 14?
No, that's nice. What the mom said.
I've never seen a 14-year-old drive a Nissan Altima before.
Nah, the dad's just staring, just like, uh-huh. Yeah, nah, this is legit.
Yeah. Hey, she is 14.
She, honey.
Gives his son nucks when the mom walks away.
He's honey.
Like, hey.
You know, in other countries.
You know, that's probably why she got in trouble, because the moms were like, why is this chick, why is this 14-year-old hotter than me?
Because her tits are so much younger.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that ass.
Why is my son drinking so much orange juice? He's just, back upstairs.
The reason why she got caught is they found her vape in one of the boys' rooms. And she's like, this is not his flavor.
What button was that?
A heartbeat. That's what it was. Alyssa.
Oh yeah, she got a 14-year-old girl name too.
Alyssa. I dated a 14-year-old named Alyssa when I was 14. when I was 14, I dated a 14-year-old named Alyssa. She's obviously now 32.
Boo.
Expired.
Ooh, doesn't look very good. You know what I mean? She. It's okay. I can say that she cheated on her boyfriend with me, and then dumped him for me, and then dumped me for him.
Nice. Player. Hide your wife.
That's some pimp shit.
Hide your wife. Hide your kids. No, not anymore. I don't do that anymore.
I don't do that anymore.
I said, we were talking about me fucking, and I said, hide your wife. Hide your kids.
Yeah. <was that>?
Wife, hide your kids, because I'm coming, and I am pretending to be 14.
Well, you got the height of a 14-year-old, so you could pass.
I have the height of... I think nowadays, kids are just tiny. They're just basically little elves, because they're just full of plastic and estrogen.
They're tiny with deep...
Like all the high school kids, like I drive by, there's like kids in cars, and they look like they're like six, and I'm like, there's no... like you'd expect that in like downtown Chicago. You know, seeing like a 6-year-old driving a car, black, obviously.
Obviously.
And
they call them a Kia boy.
And yeah, the Kia boys, it's because it's very easy to steal Kias anyway. And so that's the what. So
anyway, this big angel.
So this sweet, sweet angel, unfortunately, is being persecuted for. Her, honestly, what I believe is charity to the male community, especially in a time when men are under attack. White, straight men, straight white men particularly, but straight men, even black men, even straight black men now are getting it. You know what I mean? And at a time like that, you have this sweet, sweet angel going out there and showing these young boys, these little boys that are just ready to fuck, but they're being told that they're toxic. And... she's like, you go ahead and you put that toxic dick right in me.
She is an angel because she's preventing future school shooters, especially Absolutely. In Florida. I remember it happened a couple years ago.
School shooters are just basically CIA psyops.
Let's be real here.
Telling me that these all-day cops stood outside the classroom for fucking 45 minutes while people are just getting shot, and someone didn't tell them. Come on now.
She's got school shooters up inside of her pussy, dude.
I
bet one of the officers tried to get her number, and then the teacher walked by. Oh, ma'am, get on. Get up against the wall.
Get out of the hall.
What's crazy is like, literally, like, there's probably all these teachers that are hitting on her, and she's just not interested. And like, damn, dude, she has standards. Yeah.
She's just fucking
14-year-old who doesn't even wear deodorant, like...
Yeah, the
teacher's like, what has he got that I don't got?
Fortnite Royal Wins. He's got V-Bucks, bro.
Well,
his broke-ass motherfucker.
His parents gave him a whole basement to live in, so... It's like an upgrade for a supposedly 14-year-old girl. Who's homeschooled.
Who's homeschooled?
She's like, I'm homeschooled in my studio apartment. So she got charged, right?
She got charged twice. So if we go over here and then probably change it back so they can see that, not just us. She poses a 14-year-old to meet girls, to meet and molest a teenage boy. Come on. Can we not say molest if they're over 14?
Oh my God.
molest seems like something you do to it's like statutory rape. If they hit puberty, we call it statutory rape. Under that, let's call it molest.
Okay.
How about that? Fair?
Fair. Because they already did say she was a statutory rapist.
How about that word police? Okay. Well, that was word Twitter, because Twitter is good.
Ex-police, dude. Come on.
Officer.
See, Twitter didn't call her a molester.
Fucking Officer Cocklock.
Alyssa Ann Zinger of Tampa.
I love that
Marty
name.
Tampa. Her last name is Zinger. Was arrested.
She was fucking Tom Brady's son, dude.
Huh?
She was fucking Tom Brady's son, dude.
She's trans?
No.
Oh, she's fucking. Oh, no. I thought you were using fucking as a,
What, an analogy?
No, as like a. I haven't been to English class in a while. Like an interjection rather than a expletive.
Sure.
Probably didn't use those words right. That probably wasn't the correct definition.
Well, we should get her as our teacher, dude.
I'm Help thinking of being unfortunately, she lives in Florida, but I think we should send an email.
Yeah, love to have you.
Say we have some kids out here that need a new teacher. And they're not good with teachers, so you're going to have to pretend to be a student.
And we're going to have to pretend to be students.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, that's going to be the thing. She's going to pretend to be a teacher. We're going to pretend to be students. I'll pretend to be 14. She pretends to be 14. And then we have underage sex together.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
And it'll balance out.
This is like where I had the whole idea with Shauna Ray.
Okay.
Who's so Shauna Ray is, she's like 20 some years old. She's a little midget. She had a show on TLC.
Oh, yeah.
Looks
like she's 14.
Like she's 14.
Yeah.
Right? But she deserves love, right?
Yes. Maybe.
But if she fucked someone like you, it'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? That's pedophilia shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But how about we find women like that and then we find people who show pensions of being pedophiles.
Okay.
And we get them on a date.
Oh.
We get them on a date.
Like, we could call it love on the sex offenders list.
Yeah, a love on the sex offenders list. It's sex offenders trying to find love with women with dwarfism.
Sure. That way it's legal.
Type of dwarfism that's like Hezbollah. And,
that chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hezbollah could get with this chick. Probably keep her happy for a long time.
A long time.
Long time.
Dude, they're going to be married till the day of death, which she dies, what?
Because it's everything she wants. It's a lover and a baby.
Yeah.
All in one.
And he's not going to live long.
She can cradle him.
She can feed him a bottle.
Feed him a burp.
Yeah. Burp him on her tape.
She can breastfeed while he fucks her.
Yeah.
And she can do all the work.
Right.
Because obviously she's
a caretaker. Yeah, she's an angel.
She's going to hold the baby.
Yeah.
And
rock it into her pussy. Yeah. Pussy. Yep.
Grabbing its butt like that. For you guys, watch. I hope you're all watching. God, dude, this is. I'm ready for my next strike. I'm not worried about it.
Well, at least
I only have 55 fucking subs. Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe.
You might get strike because YouTube does love pedophiles.
They do. They absolutely do.
Like, hey, you can't talk about our community like that.
Like, subscribe, share the show. If you're still watching, you're probably not. In which case, it was irrelevant for me even saying that. Avery just left.
Yeah, he went to go do black people things.
He had to go sell a bag of crack.
I think he went to go jerk off for a picture, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
He had to go sell a bag of crack.
he had to go whip it up, cook it.
As they say.
Yeah. P. Diddy.
Dude, she should get with P. Diddy.
Paul. And we're back. As you can see, this is the three of us. We've turned into a globe, a fake plant, and a lamp. So find us. It's Where's Waldo. So as you guys know, I basically quit drinking.
Oh.
I say that. It's funny to say that, but still drink twice a week. Because to me, like, that's like basically quitting drinking, because I went from drinking every day of the week to being like, I'm going to drink. And then the next day I'm like, I hate myself. Why did I do that? And then I fucking like work out like crazy and like feel good, and then I drink again, and then I feel like shit the next day. Rinse and repeat over and over again.
It's kind of like a
baby step.
American version of Ramadan.
At least you're still taking care of yourself. At least you don't got a beer gut. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yes. Jiu-jitsu helps that.
Yeah.
Working out. I mean, well, because that's... I can be a piece of shit. But the next day, I feel so bad about being a piece of shit. I'm not saying like piece of shit my normal way of just like insulting your race, insulting your mental handicaps, stuff like that. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking
about that.
We had some things to talk to you about.
So what was I saying
about
you're not being a piece of shit anymore because you're not drinking anything.
It's like I get up, I play video games for a little bit, about an hour, and then I go to jiu-jitsu. I come home, I journal, I fucking make my coffee, I feel good. I'm like, I'm gonna go to work and I'm gonna kick ass, even though they don't respect me or like me there. I go there and then like by like noon, everything's just out of me, and I'm just like, I'll beat up anyone here, dude. I swear to God, I'll choke out the first fucking goddamn Venezuelan who says shit about me, shit to me, even looks at me wrong. I'm going to kill someone. And then I got to calm myself down. And then I go home for lunch and I get high, allegedly.
For lunch.
And
then I get high.
On crack cocaine.
Stupid.
And then I feel more peaceful. And then by the time I go back to work for 3 hours, and I get off work, I go home and I play video games. I still feel like a piece of shit for playing video games all night, by the way, but not as bad.
But at least you're not posing as a 14-year-old woman and fucking children.
Exactly, exactly.
No, hold on, though. At least you're not homeschooled and posed as a 14-year-old girl fucking boys.
My aunt's homeschooling all of her kids.
I think
they can see you wink. That's right. No, my aunt is homeschooling her kids. Wink. And I say wink because they can't read. One of them is 9.
One of them is.
I fucking shouldn't have put that in there. I don't think Tristan listens to this anymore. Don't tell your mom I said that if you do. Anyway.
Be a hater.
Don't be a hater.
So yeah, that's basically what's been going on with me, and I have been thinking about shooting my gun just in the air out back.
Who hasn't had that thought?
I have it every night. Like every day, I have the urge. I think about my gun, my mom's gun, and where it's located, and and I'm just like, I just want to grab it and just shoot it,
just a little
shoot it at stuff.
There's nothing wrong with a little friendly desk pop.
Exactly.
Especially outside where you don't ruin your house.
That's why I wish I had the means to just move to the middle of nowhere.
Well, just get a silencer and do it.
So I could just shoot illegal aliens that were crossing the border.
The ones in the sky. The ones in the sky.
This is a comedy podcast. No one's doing that.
The illegal aliens in the sky.
I should have sent you.
What he means by shooting, he means by giving them a hug.
Yeah. Kill him with kindness. And by kindness, I mean a 9mm Luger.
Hollow point.
hollow point. Special. Just for you. Oh. Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah, it's... Well, I hope the conclusion of that story, I hope that lady finds peace in her heart. And at this point,
I hope she finds a nice 14-year-old boy who won't snitch on her.
I hope she
honestly.
Yeah, I hope she finds.
She's going to try again.
She's going to break out.
Just... She got caught and then got caught again. She just keeps getting snitched on by 14-year-olds.
She's fucking the wrong kids, dude.
It's crazy.
She needs to go get a job at Nickelodeon.
If a boy gets molested by a boy, they tell no one. That was good, though. She should get a job at Nickelodeon.
She'll get away with it.
Dan Schneider, you met your match.
That'd be a fucking power couple right there.
Oh, Schneider and fucking this queen?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd find the secrets of God together.
Oh, stop.
The secrets of Moloch, probably.
False god.
Yeah. Thou shalt not bear false witness upon something, something. I don't know.
Thou shalt not make another season of iCarly.
Huh. Hope not.
They did, but I think it bombed.
They made it where they can swear now.
Yeah, they're like...
That Jenna McCurdy?
More like Jenna McCunty.
Would. Just saying. Like, if I was Dan Schneider, like, I get it. You know, no, I'm God. Yeah, I'm like the same age. Lady. Same age as the bitch. I hope everyone realized I'm the same age as she is now. Like,
it's comedy podcast.
Comedy podcast. Don't blame Dan.
Comedy.
No, it's like, I don't know if you guys remember, when I was 14, I had female friends that were like 14. And occasionally they would date some dude who was in his
20s. Oh yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, no, this is normal. This is whatever. And like, I'm like,
he's just, I'm like, sure.
In me, I'm he just like,
civic.
My thought is like, God, lucky. I wish I could get in that pussy.
Lucky.
And then now I look back. And now I look back. And I'm like, oh my God, he was a pedophile.
Lucky.
No,
gosh.
Yeah. Got away with it? She never regretted it to this day. I'm still friends with her. No,
she still talks to me.
I don't know. I haven't asked her about that recently. I still am friends with the girl that was dating a 20 some year old, and we just thought it was cool because he could buy liquor for us if we needed it.
Of course,
it was just cool when one of your chick friends was dating an overage dude. You're like, fuck, he'll be able to get us. Fuck
yeah, it was still just Matthew McConaughey.
Like, so how old is this dude you're dating? 23.
It was actually
Kenny Bayo's. I mean, I'll hate him less.
That guy's a pedophile, but I have $20 for some swishers and Coors Light.
It was actually Jose McConaughey.
Jose McConaughey.
Yeah, it was, of course, a Mexican.
That's of course.
Mexicans love children, dude. Not children. They love fucking like post, like just right after puberty. They love a 14-year-old dude.
They love a good Selena Gomez.
In the first jail I ever went to, Boone County Jail. Like every Hispanic in there was an illegal alien in there for pedophilia.
Oh,
it's insane.
I don't know what heavy.
And they're all like DUI, DUI,
pulling you over for a DUI.
Yes. Okay.
And he's like,
do you have license or registration?
Yes. See.
No. They weren't there. They were just saying, do you, like, so that was the thing. You'd be like, they'd be like, oh yeah, I'm here for a DUI. And then the officer would come over. Okay, you've been indicted on another rape charge. Yeah, it was a DUI.
Yeah, dirty underage pussy.
That's DUP.
Oh, intercourse.
Dirty underage intercourse would have worked.
I know.
Let me hit your vape.
Yeah, I did do that.
iJoy. Peach lemon.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Because it's not grape.
Because it's not watermelon.
I haven't vaped in quite some time. Occasionally, I had a cigarette at the Renaissance Fair.
That's where you do it.
How was that?
Amazing. So many hot bitches.
I
love the Renaissance. I love going to the Renaissance. We got to go next year.
We will. I was going to go this year, but money stuff.
I get it.
I wasn't going to go, but Bob paid for me.
I would love to go next year. I haven't been since I was like 15. And that's the Renaissance Fair is fun, but also we should go to medieval times.
I actually like the Renaissance Fair more than medieval times. I've been in medieval times. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Also, the soup is great. Tomato bisque. To die for. They literally have great tomato bisque. Because they give you a meal and one of the days. I don't know what they do every day, but I know both times I've been there, they gave me tomato bisque. Mm. And both times, it was fire. It was fine. One was in Illinois, one was back here. This one was just as good.
Okay.
I went to the one out here in Scottsdale. Yeah, no, it's fun. The first hour of the show was boring.
So what was your favorite part of the Renaissance here, besides the hot girls that are overage?
That are
expired. Most of them, probably.
Those polyamorous.
I'm sure a couple of them I looked at, probably, you know.
But when it's the Renaissance era, it's
the overall. Okay, it's the Renaissance Fair. I'm pretty sure the age of consent was like 11 back then.
Look, if her hair went down by her knee, she was over 11.
Yeah, if I just saw a kid just walking around, I'm like, I wonder if I can get betrothed to her. No. That's like pre-engagement. That's what they make kids, like, what they used to do back in medieval times. Like, this prince is like, okay, well, we got to marry another royal. Well, this dude, we need an alliance with him. He's got a four-year-old daughter. You're going to get betrothed to her. It's like, you're 20 and she's four. And when she hits puberty, betrothed means once they hit puberty,
yeah,
you get married. That's what...
They had it easy back then. That's all I could
say. So I got betrothed to a couple girls at the Renaissance Fair.
No, he did not.
Just playing the game.
Just playing the game.
We're just cosplaying. That's it.
Yeah. Just cosplaying.
I'm just
don't
going
wild charges.
It's just lore, baby.
Well, it's just D&D.
And I hit 20 every time.
It's just... Okay, now we're trapped. I just trapped myself.
What you do?
Broke the bridge. Wonder if I can just jump into it. Oh. Yep. Nice.
Look at you.
Baldur's Gate, more like Baldur's Gate, if you know what I mean, player.
Baldur's Gate, more like Baldur? I thought he was gay.
Baldur, I'm gonna kill her.
I reload a lot too when I play this game.
Yeah.
I'll go through and be like, well, I didn't like that happened. And I just went back like an hour earlier. But what's cool is you can literally save in the middle of a conversation. Like, there can be choices and you're like, I don't know which one to pick. So you can save and then pick and then like, nope, I didn't like that. And then go back.
They know their autistic crowd very well.
Wow. Well, especially because now if I'm rolling, if I roll and fail a dice check, if I just saved, I'm reloading.
Okay.
I'm cheating like a motherfucker. Yeah. I don't give a shit, dude. I'm just trying to get through the game.
Where can you research the new level?
I was just actually highly, had actual trouble playing a video game for once with Mass Effect on Insanity. Like, it was actually tough for me. So it's kind of nice to just fucking...
be able to have a checkpoint whenever you want.
Exactly, because
I get it.
You couldn't save whenever you wanted with Mass Effect. That's for fucking sure.
I get it. And in Dark Souls 2 or Dark Souls 4, when I would play it, like, I'd be so in the middle of something, and then I would die, and I didn't have the chance to save right there. Fuck.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, I like this.
I like this.
You'll love this game. Everyone should play this game. I would totally.
All right, let's stop giving them time unless they pay us.
Huh?
Stop giving them attention unless they pay us.
Who, the whores?
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
Bye-bye.
And we're back.
Me.
All right, so now we're going to review Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Spice with raspberry. Oops. Yeah, hold it up to the camera. Show everyone. Give it a show. This stuff. Now, I don't know what this is. I've never heard of it before. Damien has.
Yeah.
I never heard
of it. What is this? What is it supposed to be, Damien? Tell me about it.
All I know is it's just like a new flavor, but it has more aspartame than a Diet Coke would.
Okay. So they want it. They're like.
It's basically a Marlboro Light as a drink.
Yeah. So less nicotine, but more damages to your health.
More cancer.
Yeah, more cancer, less nicotine.
Gotcha, Fauci. I love cancer.
Yeah, thank you. AIDS, too.
That good old crack right now. I never thought I would succumb to be a drink reviewer, but here we are.
Here we are. This is what the people want nowadays.
Spiced Coca-Cola.
Cheers, boys.
Is there a spiced Pepsi as well, I wonder?
No. Well, kind of. That's just Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Mepsi?
That's my mom's middle name.
Crystal Mepsi?
All
right. I don't think so.
Horrible, huh?
I don't think so.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. He's like, I'm going to chase it. You're chasing it with whiskey, saying, it's not bad. It tasted so bad, you're chasing it with whiskey.
Hey,
trying to tell us, not bad.
It's not bad.
That's fucking awesome.
Yo!
It's not a good whiskey, Jason.
I will give this out of, let's see.
an Amazon out of a Jeff Bezos. I would give it, I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
That's my review.
Honestly, I'd be disappointed.
I'm going to bring the receipt back to Fry's.
I'm going
to
bring
and the empty cans. Back to Fry's.
Say, my Down syndrome fan and my black fan did not like this. Can I get my money back?
They're like, which one's which?
And watch my podcast.
And sir, we'll give you the Downs money back, but not the black. I'm sorry. That's just how we're going to do it.
It's policy.
It's policy.
It's just... Sorry, like I can't change it. Like if I was the boss, I would, but I'm not the boss.
If I was the, I can't do it.
I can't do it. No, you can do it.
I'm sorry, I work for white supremacists, man.
I have a
deal. Yeah, see. Have you seen the meme? The meme of the crying Mexican cowboy, and it says, "See, I am white supreme." Yeah, there's a meme. It's literally like a cowboy, like, and he's a Mexican cowboy. Yeah. And it's see, I am the white supreme because they're calling Mexicans white supremacists now and shit.
Yeah, what is with that? I've seen a little bit of it.
No, that's it. Like they started with Larry Elder. They called him the blackface of white supremacy.
I like Larry Elder too.
He's awesome, and because he's awesome, fucking leftists were like, oh yeah, he's the blackface of white supremacy. That's crazy. White supremacists don't want a blackface around.
I thought we were not supposed to do blackface anymore.
What fucking white supremacist is like, man, I really wish I had a Negro speaking for us.
Didn't they learn their lesson after Kanye? What I think
would really help our cause is if we had a black guy calling himself the N-word up on stage before I went up.
I mean, that was the...
What do you think? You think that would be a good opener for the rallies? Maybe we get some new people. If we get some blacks involved, because that's all, both sides. That's literally both sides.
That's like if Drake showed up to a Klan rally and like, hey, that's our guy.
Like he has an afro, but he's white like us. I don't know.
Well,
he's gonna get 50% of the torch. You little half and half.
Mulatto. Is it Milano or Mulatto?
Milano's the cookie.
Which Milano's the cookie, yeah.
Okay, the thing is, though, is what color is that cookie? It's black and white.
It's Drake color.
It is. One part is black and one part is white.
It looks like Drake's son. That's the color of it.
Oh, gosh.
Adonis. That's a Milano.
They should do mixed race Oreos. If I was the CEO of Oreo, I'd do mixed race Oreos.
That was the whole... Golden Oreo.
No. That's whiteface. What are you talking about?
That's white.
It's gonna be the golden crackers.
That's like the Washington Redskins, dude. Oh. Come on now. The golden Oreos. What the fuck did you just call me?
Golden Oreos.
You saying I'm Asian?
Hey, it tastes good.
You trying to say I'm Asian? I'm black. I hate Asians. Them rooftop Koreans been fucking with us since 1992.
Rush Hour was funny, though.
That was them trying to repair race relations between the black and Asian community after the Rodney King riots. Because the thing is, what happened with the Rodney King riots, I've said this before, but basically what happened is white cops beat the shit out of a black man and the black community rioted and destroyed the Asian community in response. Which, I mean, reasonable. I'm okay with that. Thank God you didn't come after the whites, but you kind of missed the target. You kind of missed the target there. And we're going to wrap it up there. Avery has to go do black things with his black family. His dad is re-abandoning his mom right now, and he has to go and take care of that. So...
Yeah.
All right. Probably too close to home. My bad.
No.
All right. Free Palestine.
All right.
Free Palestine.
Bye-bye. I got to stop it. Yeah.